political powerhouse is remembered. I'm Kate Ryan.
Were Maryland National Guardsmen kicked out of the U.S. Capitol? Governor Larry Hogan weighs in. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Lloyd Austin becomes the nation's first black defense secretary. We'll talk more about it at 3:10.
And legendary baseball player Hank Aaron has died.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Happening any moment now, President Biden is expected to sign more executive orders designed to help struggling Americans. He's hoping to raise the federal minimum wage and wants senators to join him in offering another round of COVID relief. White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese.
I want to be very clear. These actions are not a substitute for comprehensive legislative relief, but they will provide a critical lifeline to millions of families.
CBS's Skylar Henry.
Some conservative lawmakers are balking at the $1.9 trillion price tag, especially after passing a nearly $1 trillion bill in December. The White House is planning to meet this weekend with a bipartisan group of senators hoping to craft a compromise.
Monday is the day the House says it will send the article of impeachment to the Senate against former President Trump. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's all too rushed.
That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial, which, by the way, would have been a substantial benefit to the incoming administration.
Tributes are pouring in for Hank Aaron, dead at the age of 86.
The pitch to Henry Aaron.
Henry Aaron did this 755 times.
It's a home run!
And in 1974, he broke the legendary home run record of Babe Ruth. Aaron will always be remembered for his power and his consistency. He wasn't flashy, but did his job year after year. He was an all-star 21 times.
It was not fame I sought, but rather to be the best baseball player that I could possibly be.
Aaron was one of the early African-American stars in the major leagues and became a civil rights pioneer. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Aaron was last seen in public 2 weeks ago getting a COVID-19 vaccine in the hopes it would let black Americans know that it's okay to get one. Black pastors in the Boston area, like Gerald Ball, are trying to get the word out to their parishioners.
I tell my parishioners, take the vaccine, ask your primary care physician, deal with your specific medical history.
California just broke another record with 764 deaths in one day from the coronavirus. This as vaccines improve in the Carolinas.
A three-day mass vaccination clinic is up and running at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in North Carolina.
This is a big step in the direction that we all want, which is to get everybody back to being able to do things that they want to do, things that they enjoy doing.
The goal is to vaccinate more than 16,000 people today through Sunday. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
The NASDAQ is up 18 points right now. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com.
3:03 on WTOP on this January 22nd, 2021, a Friday. Sunny skies, still breezy and 48 in Washington. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brennan Hazelton. The top stories we're following for you this hour concern the pandemic. Mutations of the COVID-19 virus are drawing the attention of health officials here in the U.S. And Dr. Anthony Fauci tells WTOP one is particularly concerning because current vaccines and treatments don't seem to stand up as well against it.
A mutation of the virus being seen in South Africa appears to be more troublesome than others out there.
It really knocks out the effect of certain of the monoclonal antibodies, but it also diminishes significantly the efficacy of the vaccine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, who heads up the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says a mutation doesn't make the vaccines we have useless, but we need to be ready to.
We don't have to do it now, but modify if necessary the vaccine.
He's also watching the strain in Brazil and also the one that's now dominant in the UK. He says this all drives home the need for people to get vaccinated here in the US.
You don't want to see a virus take over in this country, then suppress all the virus that's here.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Appointments for COVID vaccines are all booked up in Prince George's County, but many of those who've been getting the shots don't live in the county. That'll soon change, though.
I'm from Montgomery County.
Montgomery County.
I'm from Montgomery County.
That's the line for the coronavirus vaccine outside of the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex in Landover. NBC4 interviewed several residents like Bill Moore, who said they're just trying to get it where they can.
We've got too few over in Montgomery County, so I heard you could come over here.
But the county is putting an end to that now, with appointments booked up through February 9th. All appointments after that date have been reset, except for those made for the second dose. From now on, everyone who wants a shot has to pre-register on the county website and say that they live or work in Prince George's County. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Well, next week, D.C. police officers and teachers will be eligible for COVID-19 shots. But today, the police department's command staff got their first dose of the vaccine. On Twitter, the department says they're excited to be leading the charge in keeping the community safe.
305. Mike Miller was devoted to Maryland. Today, the state's political powerful remember Miller, who served 50 years in the State House in Annapolis.
The tributes to the late Senate President Thomas V. Mike Miller Jr. were made inside the Senate chamber, where Miller was Senate President for 33 years. Governor Larry Hogan.
Welcome home, my friend. On behalf of all the people of a grateful state of Maryland, we say thank you.
The current Senate President, Bill Ferguson, said Miller was both a country boy and a kingmaker. And Senator Paul Pinsky talked about the lessons learned from Miller, who knew how to wield his considerable power.
Mike suggested something, and I naively said, "Can you do that?" He said, "Paul, if you have the votes, you can do anything."
Miller died January 15th. He was 78 years old. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
306, Capitol Police say they're looking into whether a Maryland congressman tried bringing a gun onto the House floor. Andy Harris, the state's lone Republican member of Congress, set off the newly installed metal detectors yesterday. He didn't get in, but left and returned minutes later and did pass through successfully then. A spokesman tells Fox Baltimore that Harris and his family have been threatened, and the congressman does have a handgun permit. But while members of Congress are allowed to bring firearms to their offices, they are not allowed to take them into the House and Senate chambers.
Up ahead on WTOP, President Biden speaking right now at the White House, announcing the latest part of his economic relief plan. We'll talk about that in the minutes ahead. But up next, after traffic and weather, we'll check in with our national security correspondent, J.J. Green, on the confirmation of Lloyd Austin to become the first black chief of the Pentagon. It's 307.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton at the Good Feet store. And you've heard me talk about how I love my Good Feet Art Support so much that I bought the store. Well, it's true. I never had a product transform my life like Good Feet Art Supports. But listen now to what some of your neighbors right here in the D.C. area are saying. Robert says, "I have had a hard time moving around due to lower back problems. For the first time in 6 years, I ran around the store." Maria says, "For the first time in forever,